Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Two out of three Americans will attend a wedding this year. We actually dedicated a whole week to weddings after Mary's son got married, or actually prior to that. And I just hosted a wedding shower, and it's expensive. It's all expensive. But what happens when you get invited to a destination wedding where they go, oh, we're getting married in Mexico or Jamaica, or even worse, Hawaii? We have turned to Pamela Capilad to get some information on that. She is the founder and CEO of Brunch and Budget. What is Brunch and Budget?
Hi. Yeah, Brunch and Budget is a financial planning practice based out of Brooklyn, New York, but we operate virtually where you can get comprehensive financial planning. And it actually started with me literally sitting down with people for brunch and talking about our finances.
So, first question right off the bat, and maybe if you have a question, you can text us at 312-981-7200. If you are invited to a destination wedding and you go to that destination wedding, do you also have to fork out a lot of money for a gift?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think that really depends on what the expectations of the couple are. So a lot of couples I've seen lately are actually asking more for either donations to places or cash for their honeymoon or cash for, you know, other things. The thing that's really interesting is a lot of couples already live together before they get married. So they have all of their, like, typical wedding gift things.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of couples understand that, oh, you're spending a lot of money just to come to the wedding. We don't expect gifts. So you'll be able to usually see it on their wedding website. They'll usually state it as, oh, here's our registry, but don't worry about this. Or yes, we do expect gifts. So it really depends.
So Pamela, how can we save money? If we get the invitation to a destination wedding, how do we save cash if we choose to go?
Yeah, so one of the things that's really cool about a destination wedding is it's usually a destination, right? And it's often a vacation destination. So if it's the kind of place that you would be into vacationing anyway, one of the ways to save money is to combine it with a vacation you already planned. And so one is you'll actually be able to save money on the plane, on the flight. You might be able to save money on a hotel room or an Airbnb if you book extra days. And also, you'll be able to fly on off days. So often weddings are on weekends. If you can come in on a Thursday and fly out on a Tuesday, that could definitely save you money on flights and things like that. The other thing, too, is you have friends who are going or other folks who might be attending who you know. You can often rent a bigger space, like a larger Airbnb with multiple rooms, and save money that way as well.
Some people are saying if you go to a destination wedding, don't put out a bunch of money for whatever you're going to wear, because often we go out and we buy new shoes and a new dress because it's a wedding and it's a big event. If you're going to a casual wedding in Mexico or Hawaii, is that a must, or can you, I guess it depends on what the wedding is about. You know, you got to wear black tie if you're going to black tie, but is that a way where you can save money?
Well, I mean, I actually personally use something called Rent the Runway. So I actually have a subscription for it, but I know a lot of people have used this to be able to rent wedding clothes and things like that. So whether it's black tie, whether it's casual, if you want to have fun stuff, I would look into renting your clothes, because chances are things that you wear to a wedding are either things that you don't want to wear again or you won't be able to wear again. Especially if a bunch of your friends are getting married, you don't want to show up to the you don't want to show up to a bunch of weddings in the same dress necessarily, right?
Absolutely.
So I would consider renting, because that could be way cheaper than having to buy the dress and the shoes and the accessories and all of those things every time.
We're talking about how to save money if you are invited to a destination wedding. Heck, we were talking about how to save money if you're invited to a regular wedding, because, you know, there is an expectation of the gift and that's usually pricey. But what are some other tips that you can give us before we let you go about how to save money when you're invited, not just to a destination wedding, but to any wedding?
Yeah. I mean, I think that in terms of saving money and being on a budget, I feel like that a lot of couples understand when people find that money is tight. So one is if you can skip out on other events, so skipping out on things like the bridal shower, a bachelorette party, if you're in that situation, that might be an option as well. The other thing, too, is to consider going in on a gift together, like pooling money for a gift with other friends. Often the weddings that you're going to with people who you also know, and that might be a way to save money as well.
Awesome. Well, we are going to check out your website. It's brunchandbudget.com. Your financial planning, coaching, and advocacy. So we appreciate your input on this.
Thank you so much for having me, Lisa.
Now, on to Tom Hanks. Oh, my gosh. So, Tom Hanks, I saw the video. I'm not sure exactly where they are, but Tom Hanks and his wife, Rita Wilson, are walking out of what looks like a big hotel or a convention area. And of course, people are gathering, and you can't tell who's media and who's not media and who's crowding. And all of a sudden, a guy kind of comes up behind and gets too close to Rita Wilson, and she starts tripping. And she turns around and goes, stop. But Tom Hanks had a lot more to say than that.
I bring some items. I bought some items.
How you doing?
It's been a long time.
Be careful, Tom.
Watch out. Move. It's been a long time, Tom. How you been?
Whoa.
Stop it.
What are you doing?
Back the f*** off.
What are y'all doing?
What do you want, Jimmy?
You are crazy, bro.
Knock it over my wife.
Yeah, they're bugging.
Sorry, Tom, about that.
These
people are.
Come on, man.
Sorry about that, Tom.
Tom.
What are they doing?
What are they doing out here?
He's identified as the nicest man in the world, the man you trust the most, but don't mess with his wife. And I fully support that action because it wasn't just his words. He literally turned around and backed up a crowd of about 20 people with not only threatening words, but with his hands up and really called him out. And it's just a side of Tom Hanks you don't ever see, but God bless him, man. You got to stand up for your family and for your people. Hey, coming up next, we're going to speak with a couple people that you might be interested in. Father's Day. So we're going to play The Price is Right. Name That Price is what we call it. And there are historical roots of Juneteenth. It is a holiday on Monday. Do you know what that's all about? We'll check in with Dr. Stanley Arnold. He's a professor of history at NIU. And yes, it is a Thank You Thursday. And we're thanking dads today. So we always take about 10 minutes out of our Thursday and thank a group of people who don't normally get a big pat on the back. So you can call at 515. Your dad can hear you on the radio expressing your love. Or you know what? If that's not your thing, just shoot me a text. Tell me your dad's name, why you love him, what's important about him. We'll share that. And you can tell him to listen to the radio and he'll get a kick out of it. So 312-981-7200. That's my text line. Shoot me a text about your dad. Steve's got the news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. WGN.